This is Omar Musni with UN News. Solar cooking is one excellent way to season up the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, said an advocate who was at UN headquarters in New York this week to take part in the high-level political forum aimed at bringing the SDGs to a boil in time for 2030. Solar cooking utilizes heat generated directly from the sun instead of converting sunlight to electricity, permitting users to cook with energy that is safe, clean, sustainable, and free, according to Alan Bigelow of Solar Cookers International, SCI. In an interview with UN News, he said the revolutionary cookers could help achieve all the global goals, including those related to clean water and gender equality. Mr. Bigelow, science director at SCI, explained to Florin Ducha, who stood to benefit from the technology, how it works, and why he hopes policymakers will help promote it.
Cooking energy is something that's a big challenge for about 45% of the people on the planet today. So those people who are that challenged either are needing to find the fuel themselves or to buy it with their small amount of income that they have. So what solar cooking provides is an answer to primarily the people at the end of the mile who are struggling to find these basic fuels for cooking. And with solar, it's a tremendous free resource for those who want to use it. And solar cooking can be practiced by anybody who has access to the sun. So if you think about countries across Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, and across the Caribbean, and so many places across the world today, there's an abundance of sunshine, even where in the areas where people are challenged for finding clean fuels to use. So the sustainability part here fits in that we have heard so much about clean cook stoves. And clean cook stoves often are still using some form of fuel, which the customers need to buy. But with solar cooking, it is free. There is no fuel that one has to buy. It's fuel directly from the sun. I should be clear that we are talking mostly about solar thermal cooking. That means that we are converting the energy of sunlight directly to heat without any other intermediary. Sometimes people think about solar in terms of electricity production, and then you can use the electricity to also cook with, which is certainly an option, but that happens to be much more expensive, much less efficient, and the equipment that is involved is more cumbersome, I think. So we are tracking those developments, but we are primarily focused on the solar thermal cooking.
Someone will be wondering, how does it work?
Exactly, yeah. It almost seems like magic if you've never seen it working for the first time. But it's very simple, and I can explain this through very basic physics. I'm a physicist, and I love to teach, so this gives me that opportunity. But I ask people to remember one word, and that is CARES, C-A-R-E-S. And each letter in that word will stand for, it will explain how this works. So C, think of C as being for collecting light. So with solar cookers, you often see a fairly large aperture, a window, and perhaps beyond that window, there might be reflectors that will be used for gathering and collecting light. Next letter, A, is for absorption. We want to absorb the light, so typically black surfaces, matte black surfaces, are used for absorbing the light, and then the energy of the light is converted directly to heat. Then we need to retain the heat, so R in the word CARES is for retaining the heat, and many solar ovens and solar cookers will have insulating walls around the box that is containing the food in the cooking vessels. E in CARES, it's efficient, and it certainly is very easy. The final letter, S, it is safe and it is sustainable. We will always have the sun, and that is free energy, and this will be for generations ahead as well.
How far this project has gone? Is there any country which they've already started experiencing or using this kind of cookers?
Yes, absolutely. Solar Cookers International has over 500 partners that are working in 135 countries. So a lot of places around the planet today. SCI is tracking the usage of solar cookers and the implementation of cookers in these various countries. So it is a wonderful opportunity. While I mentioned 135 countries, often still the visibility of the solar cooker is very low. People don't know about it. So we are asking that countries, nations, leaders, policymakers help this movement, this global movement, to elevate the visibility of solar cooking, to promote solar cooking. Solar cooking can actually have a benefit benefit to all 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So it is seriously a cross-cutting solution that helps with energy. It helps with water through treating water and pasteurizing it, making it safe to drink. It can also be a benefit for gender equality, because typically it's the women that are seeking fuel and in terms of walking for miles to collect the wood. And this can actually be an alternate to reduce the amount of time that they would be looking for wood. They might still need to collect wood for cooking at night, because solar cooking is primarily a daytime activity until the solar battery is a commercial object, but which is coming up in another year or so. All of these sustainable development goals, including those for health, for education, for the environment, can be helped and benefited by more solar cooking.